In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. We celebrate in the Orthodox Church today the birthday, the nativity of the Virgin Mary. And some might say, well, where is that in the Bible? Of course, we would say, well, the Lord had a mother, she had a birth, she was born, and we celebrate her birth. The Orthodox Church begins its new year on September 1st. The church year runs from September to September. Indeed, the Jews celebrate their new year in September also, so there must be perhaps some ancient connection there. But we begin our new year of the church's celebration, the year of the Lord, the year of grace, the year of going through the life of our Lord in all its major and essential days. We begin with the birth of his mother. We begin with her birth. And if we would believe that Jesus is a mere man, or that he was an important religious figure, a prophet perhaps, but not much more than that, then certainly we could say, well, he had a good mother somewhere, but she wouldn't be of much particular significance. And certainly it would all have ended at the cross when he was killed. But if we would believe that he, our Lord Jesus Christ, indeed is the eternal Son and Word of God, and that the eternal Son and Word of God took flesh of a human mother, then something extraordinary has happened. She, the saint of saints, she has become the greater holy of holies. Jews believed that in the temple in Jerusalem, in the holy of holies, in the holy place, which was forward in the temple, and the Orthodox Church expresses that in a sense, in a continuity with that idea of the holy place and the sanctuary and the holy of holies in the Christian temple, that the very dwelling of God, the very presence of God, dwelt in the Holy of Holies, especially when the Ark was in the temple. And so we believe that Jesus is God, and that God dwelt in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And that makes her, indeed, the vessel of holiness. That makes her, in herself, having given birth to God. And therefore, that is something truly extraordinary. That is truly a one-time occurrence in human history. Before we'll know it, we'll be celebrating Christmas, and Mary gets some more attention in Christmas time from most Christians. But indeed, we honor her theologically because of who her son is. Because of our faith that indeed Jesus Christ is God, that on the cross, the blood, the precious blood he was shedding for our sins and to defeat death on the cross, was the precious blood and the human nature that he took from Mary, that he took from his mother, whom we call Theotokos. Theotokos, birth giver of God, mother of God, mother of God humanly. The eternal Son of God, who had a heavenly father, needed no earthly father, but in order to become human, he needed an earthly mother. And so that's why we celebrate her, because of her son. If Jesus was nothing special, then certainly she would not be. But because he is, by our faith, by our belief, uniquely the Son of God, at one time in history, at one particular place, becoming man in the person of Jesus Christ, that we honor his mother as making all that possible. She brings God to us. She admits God into our human family. And when we honor the Mother of God and we celebrate her on the days that we do, we in August celebrated her death, her passing, we celebrate her in light of her son, in light of all that she made possible for us in him and through him. And indeed, we remember as well her pain and her suffering at the cross, and witnessing his rejection by the world, and witnessing what appeared to be his defeat, but indeed she would celebrate together with us his most glorious resurrection and ascension. So this is why we give attention to her, because of who Christ is. She, and in the church, we are family, and so we love the Lord. The Lord loves his mother. We love the Lord's mother. It all is a part of the family of God, and all the saints and of the icons you see around are those who loved Christ and those who loved his mother as well. Let us rejoice in her birth today. Let us honor her accordingly, and let us ask that through her holy prayers, our Lord Jesus Christ, may have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Joyous feast day. Amen.